I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier this week. With his remarks Wednesday, Netanyahu brushed off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without saying when or how. That has left the region bracing for further escalation after months of unrest linked to the ongoing war in Gaza. Iran's president warned Israel against responding. Jordan's King Abdullah says his country will not be a battleground for any party in the confrontation between Israel and Iran. Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
The kingdom was geographically sandwiched, sitting between Israel on one side and Iran and its proxies on the other. As Iranian drones and ballistic missiles flew over Jordanian airspace on their way to Israeli targets. In remarks to U.S. President Joe Biden, King Abdullah defended his military's actions in helping intercept and shoot them down, saying Jordan's security and the protection of its citizens come above all other considerations. He said Jordan would not be a theater of war for any side, nor will it allow a regional war to unfold on its land. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson is forging ahead toward a vote later this week on a package of Ukraine funding that also includes Israel and Taiwan. But he also is facing a choice between potentially losing his job and advancing the aid for Ukraine. The decision to support Ukraine at all has angered conservatives in the House of Representatives. This is VOA News. Police in Germany say they targeted a China-linked human smuggling gang with raids on homes and businesses, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
German authorities have conducted a large-scale raid against an international human smuggling gang, police say in a statement. More than 1,000 police officers searched dozens of homes, stores and offices across western and southern Germany and arrested 10 suspects, including two lawyers. The suspects are accused of having illegally taken advantage of special German immigration rules reserved only for skilled foreign workers to procure residency permits for around 350 mostly Chinese nationals who didn't meet the needed criteria in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Myanmar's former leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been moved from prison to house arrest. The military government said on Wednesday the move was made as a health measure due to a heat wave. A nationwide conflict in Myanmar began after the army in 2021 ousted the elected government, imprisoned Suu Kyi, and began suppressing nonviolent protests that sought a return to democratic rule. Several jurors have been chosen in former U.S. President Donald Trump's historic hush money criminal trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After 2 days of Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, 7 jurors were picked. 5 more are still needed, plus 6 alternates. At the end of court Tuesday, Trump accused the judge of rushing the trial.
We are going to continue our fight against this judge. We think he's totally conflicted.
The jurors chosen are an information tech worker, an English teacher, an oncology nurse, a sales professional, a software engineer, and 2 lawyers. Opening statements begin as early as next week. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The NBA has banned Toronto player Jonte Porter after a league probe found he disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and bet on games. The Pro Basketball League said Porter gave a better information about his own health status prior to Toronto's game on March 20th. The league said another individual known to be an NBA bettor placed an $80,000 bet that Porter would not hit the numbers set for him in parlays through an online sports book. That bet would have won $1.1 million. Find more on our website, the day's news and information at voanews.com or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.